This is Earth and Sky on mountaintop removal mining in West Virginia and Kentucky, where the tops of mountains are blasted off to get it cold.
According to a draft of an environmental impact statement released by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, in 2003, mountaintop mining disrupts forests, wildlife, and streams. Mining companies say they're trying to restore some life to the land. Once mining is done, they often spread grass seed and fertilizer.
But some forest experts aren't convinced. Stephen Handel is a plant ecologist at Rutgers. He studied 50 former mine sites, part of the larger EPA study. He said on a typical site it would take over 100 years for something resembling the original forests to return. But he had some recommendations.
All the topsoil and the old brown sandstone should be reserved and then put back on the site after the mining was done. We then said that when the soil is put back on the site, it shouldn't be compacted and hard, but left loose and light so that plant roots and plant seeds could grow properly. We recommended that various kinds of native trees and shrubs be brought back to jumpstart the process. I think it would be fair to say the mining industry was not happy to hear this. They were quite happy with the grassy fields they were using, although I don't think they're useful to the people of West Virginia in the long run.
Our thanks to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.